Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lampville, congratulations, pal. You've been promoted to the boss of the Washington Commanders. Effective immediately. What changes are you making?
Well, if I was the boss of the Washington Commanders, effective immediately, I'd start looking for a new job. But if I had to make a change to improve the team this year,
oh boy.
I don't know. I guess they're in such a terrible situation with kind of the way they've set this thing up. The only thing that I could potentially think of to improve themselves now would just get William Jackson III off the field. Like I can't watch that anymore. He just doesn't cover guys. He just gets completely destroyed. The only time he makes a halfway decent play is when he realizes he's about to give up a touchdown, so he just gets a pass interference penalty for like 20 yards, but even that's a terrible play because you shouldn't be in a position where you're constantly about to give up touchdowns. Just get them off the field.
Okay. Harsh, but arguably
fair. I don't
think
it's harsh.
Jeff Walker is the world's most acute Ashburn syndrome sufferer. Actually, I imagine that's a title a lot of people could compete for. Tailgate Ted sent me a receipt of how much Commander's gear he just bought the other day. Uh-huh. He might be the world's most acute Ashburn syndrome sufferer. But right now, Jeff Walker, you're the boss. You are now the boss of the Washington Commanders. What changes are you making?
I'm completely clearing out my coaching house, and I'm going for someone who's young, vibrant, and going to bring some electricity to once what was the electrifying FedEx Field. Like, I don't know what it has been, but for these last 3 years, I've asked myself every game, what are we doing? Even the commentators have said it, the national media, I tried to have an optimism, but it's clear to see that this old style of coaching is not going to suffice for us if we really want to win. And that's just how I feel.
All right.
I think he got off that wagon, though, man. He jumped off the bus.
So we'll go to these phone lines.
And I'm not completely off. I'm swimming next to the boat right now.
he's holding on to a rope.
Yeah.
Our guy Mark in Largo is on the line. I have a feeling I know what Mark's top change would be, but let's hear it. Mark, you are now the boss. What change are you making to the Washington Commanders?
Okay, I'm coming to the podium. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just released Carson Wentz, and we've given him his $28 million for the rest of the season. Because we've released him, we're only going to surrender a third-round pick. For the rest of the season, we are going to see if Sam Howell is going to play starting on Sunday. The reason why I wanted to release Carson was because I wanted Sam to have full attention, and I felt like Carson would be a distraction here. I know everyone's going to question, was Ron at fault for making the trade? No. I think it was a desperate move. I understood it. We knew the precautions. The leash was short. He's been on three teams for 3 years. We need to find out if Sam Howell can play. If he can play, great. If he can't, then we'll have to address that and other changes at the end of the season. And anybody ready for questions, come on and fire at me, not at Ron.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Again, it's not crazy. You know we're in a bad situation when benching the quarterback and going to a rookie in week 5 is a reasonable conversation. But that's just the reality, man. Let's try to take a couple more calls before Jim Wyatt joins us. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy on line three. Tommy, you're in charge. What changes are you making?
How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man.
Good, man.
So here's my plan. Daniel Snyder got to give me 3 years. He can't come to the field. I'm putting B. Mitch in charge of the special teams. Cooley's going to be in charge of the offense. And Doc is going to be the GM. He can hire someone for the defense. And the reason I want that is because I want people that bleed burgundy and gold, that can take us back to what we used to be, that knows what it looks like, that knows what it takes to put the people in place to get the best out of the players. That's what I want.
Thank you for the call, Tommy. Congrats, B. You got a new, you know, in Scarface, when he's like, Ernie, you got a job, man. Hey, that's what happened to you,
B. We're doing the swinging gate two times, first game.
You're not going to last long. You go swinging gate.
Hey, you know, I won't be doing that.
Let's get one more here. Greg is in Gaithersburg. Greg, what up, man?
How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Good. First thing I do player-wise, like everybody says, get rid of Jackson. I'd put Fuller on notice. Then as far as above that, the one guy, and I've said this for years, and this may just seem to me, but we get a lot of injuries, muscle pulls, hamstrings. I put the strength and conditioning coach on notice, too, because every year we just seem to have a lot more injuries on that front line than everybody else. And I'd also put the defensive back coach on notice because they just play too soft. They don't play aggressive. I've seen a number of times where the other team's got third and three, third and four, and they're 12, 15 yards playing off the receiver. Hell, I could throw that ball and get a first down. So that's what I would do.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Greg. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get back to the phone lines. But up next, Jim Wyatt from the Tennessee Titans will join us to give us a preview of what to expect against a team that is always well-coached and highly physical as the Commanders get set for practice right now and then to play the Titans on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.